My name is Courtney Robinson. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018. I'm speaking with Kimberly Robinson, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Flossmoor, Illinois. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was an only child, so therefore I had lots of friends growing up who I am still in contact with to this day. I was pretty shy as a child, but like I said, I have long-lasting friendships.
That's nice. Yeah. Can you tell me about one of
the... I like the way I answered that.
That was nice. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life? How would you like to be remembered?
I like to be remembered for my creativity and my ability to plan different events for my family members, and for them to have a lasting impression so that I'll be remembered by them always.
Do you have any regrets?
Yes, one of my regrets was, and this may seem a little strange, but going back to school, I went back to school and obtained my master's degree, and I really didn't do anything with it. And I don't really think it paid off or that I really learned anything by obtaining my master's degree. If anything, I incurred more debt, but that's one of my regrets.
You could have been a sub, like a substitute teacher.
Yeah, I thought about that, but... it's difficult being a sub when you have a job.
So. Oh, yeah, true. Okay. Tell me about your parents.
Okay, my parents had me at a young age, and they were married young, and they divorced when I was young, but I'm close with both of my parents. But my grandparents, because my parents had me at such a young age, seem like my biological parents more so than my parents, because we kind of grew up together. I think I look like my mom, and I have both of their personalities. You know, my mother is straightforward and serious and says things like she means it and sometimes has no filter. And my dad is a comedian, and he tries to teach at the same time, but they're both loving, I guess I could say that.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I didn't answer this already.
No. Like, where you grew up, like,
what was it like? I grew up on the south side of Chicago. A block that I grew up on had 11 houses, and I was very close with the children that I grew up with, because we all went to the same school, and I still talk to a couple of those people that I grew up with that are like best friends, you know, we'll always be friends. We don't necessarily talk every day, but one of them top maybe 3 or 4 times a year. And one of the other ones we talk almost every day. So I think it's important to develop friends while you're young. And if they continue into your adulthood, you know that they'll always be a part of your life.
Did you go to Evangelica?
It wasn't Evangelica. It was called Robichaud.
How did you meet your significant other?
We met in college. The college was Robert Morris College. And we had a few classes together, and that's how we met.
What does religion / spirituality mean to you, and what roles does it play in your life today?
I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I believe that when I leave this earth, because I've confessed that I believe in God, that I'll hopefully go to heaven. I believe that religion plays an important role in my life, because during my life I faced difficult times, but I know that there's a higher power bigger than myself, that if I just continue to be faithful and believe and trust in God, that things will be okay. And so I try to live my day like that and not get discouraged, because life will bring about disappointments, but you just have to remain faithful and believe, and you'll be okay.
Can you tell me the story of how you got engaged?
Like I said, I met my significant other in college, and I think at the time we were both looking for love and wanted the same things, and neither one of us had any children, and we had a friendship that just developed into us getting married. I think we talked about what we wanted in life, and it was pretty much the same thing at that time. So I knew before I was proposed to that we wanted to marry one another. So I had a choice in picking out my ring. I don't know if I knew exactly when I was going to be proposed to, but I knew that it was going to eventually come. So.
Now you got to pick your ring.
Yeah, I did get to pick my ring.
What was your first job, and how did that job impact the job that you had today?
I would say my first job was at McDonald's. I don't really think that job impacted me, but my first real job was in banking, and I've been in banking over 20 years.
How'd you get into it?
Someone told me that, at the time it was Continental Bank, someone told me that they were looking to hire, and I think I applied for a position that I didn't get called for, but I wound up getting a data entry position in the bank. And soon after I got the job under Continental Bank, they were bought out by Bank of America, and I started out as data entry and kind of worked my way up. And then I went to another financial institution, and kind of was looking, didn't really know what I wanted to do or be in the banking industry, but just chose jobs that I thought was interesting, and I was able to, you know, get into a position and develop lifelong friendships throughout my career in the banking industry. And so I kind of just fell into the position that I have now, which is a credit specialist.
How do you feel when you found out that you were going to be a parent?
I was excited. I could tell my body was changing during my honeymoon, which was in Jamaica. I just felt tired, and it was just a feeling that I had never experienced before. And I couldn't wait to come back home to take a pregnancy test. And when I came home from the Jamaica trip, I found out that I was pregnant. So I was excited.
Okay, last question. What's one thing you hope that your children take away from life?
That they trust and believe in God and know that everything is not always going to be, life is not going to always be easy, but if they just continue to have faith, they can make it in this life. I don't have to go back and answer the other question.
No, you don't want to.
What was the question again?
What was, like, the hardest point in your life?
Well, I know what it is. I just didn't really want to say.
You don't have to if you want to. Mm.
So, do you have to play that, or you just have to write it down?